Blog Talk Radio. How many people are encouraged tonight?
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is, Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad that you have stopped by the show today. I'm having technical difficulties, but I will go on because I am encouraged today. I don't know what's happening to the computer, but God has it under total control. We will go on as usual. And if it comes up and anybody calling, I'll be able to bring you in. But if not, I will proceed on as God has instructed me because I refuse to let the enemy get any credit, any glory. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you, Lord. We come to give you praise, dear Heavenly Father. We want to thank you for this day, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the faith, dear Heavenly Father, that you will move mountains, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the love and the understanding that you have bestowed upon each and every person that will tune into this program today, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you and praise you, dear Heavenly Father, for everything, dear Heavenly Father, because you alone are worthy to be praised, dear Heavenly Father. I give you glory, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy, dear Heavenly Father. I am so grateful, dear Heavenly Father, that your word has penetrated the core of my heart. Hallelujah this morning, dear Heavenly Father, to the word of God, dear Heavenly Father. And as we go forth, dear Heavenly Father, let me decrease as you increase in me. Let's Sadie die, let the flesh die, let the Holy Spirit come out for your people, dear Heavenly Father, and the word of God that you have given to me today, dear Heavenly Father, on a high priest today, dear Heavenly Father. We want to thank you in advance, in Jesus' divine will, amen, and thank God. Well, today we're going to talk about the high priest. We're talking about, do you know who the high priest Christ is, the high priest? And today we'll be coming from Hebrew, and I'll be jumping probably from different chapters in Hebrews and different verses. But, you know, Hebrew to, you know, the human author of the book of Hebrews is unknown to us. The divine author is the Holy Spirit. You know, indeed, the message contained in Hebrew is with all the doctrines presented in the Word of God. And as I read through Hebrews, talking about the high priest today, this particular book confirms to those who have left the ritual of Judaism that they still have a high priest who could petition the Father for them, which is for us today. He is Jesus Christ, the Messiah, our Savior and Lord. For in him, the sacrifice offered for sin was made complete. He is the high priest. My, 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 my. I'm just thanking God today. You know, because, you know, once Christ has paid in full the debt that man owed for sin, the infusion of God's Spirit became possible, taking place on the day of Pentecost. You know, and as the word said, and suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. You'll find that in Acts, the second chapter, 2-4. You know, and as I went on reading, God's tabernacle among men and Christ, God's perfect Lamb, also became our high priest. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. You'll find that in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, and the 15th verse. And it says, the 4th chapter, the 15 verses of Hebrew, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. You know, and as I was reading that, and I'll go on to verse 16, and it also says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. My. You know, we're still talking about the high priest, the great high priest. You know, some experience can be appreciated. You know, other experience cannot be known unless you've been there. That's empathy. When I missed my flight one time coming here to Houston, you know, I had to really think about, you know, the plight and the things you go, the frustration that you go through. Standing in the checkout line, watching your plane push back from the gate. But you got to know who your high priest is. You know, and as I read verse 16 in Hebrews 4, mercy and grace in time of need. We're still talking about the high priest. We proclaim the concept when we call Jesus Emmanuel, which means God with us. You'll find that in Matthew's, the first chapter, in the 23rd verse. You know, he identified with us in our human predicament. Jesus identified us not only in our joy, but also in our sorrow, poverty, hunger, and suffering. You know, not one of us is hurt, but that he is hurting. He knows and understands disappointment, agony, rejection. We're talking about the high priest today. And as a great high priest, he is moved with the feelings of our infirmity. This morning, a young man called me and asked me to pray for a lady and say she had infirmities. I said, well, what should we pray for? What in particular? She's sick in her body. But the high priest, he already know what it is. And you know, we can come boldly unto the throne of God, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in the time of need. You know, there's not an hour that he is not near us. No, not one, not one. No night, darkness, but his love can cheer us. No, not one. We're talking about that high priest that we can go to today. You know, presently Christ is doing more for the believer than he did for his disciples when he was on earth. When Christ was ministering on the earth, he had limited himself to the outward form of a servant and the nature of a man. But when he was exalted to heaven, he did three major things. We're still talking about Christ, the high priest. First, he sent the other comforter, the Holy Spirit, in his stead to minister in the life of believers. The Spirit of God inside of us can have a potential greater ministry to us than Jesus Christ, who is on the outside of us. Secondly, he became the head of the body of Christ. You'll find that in Ephesians 1 and 20. And that body is his fullness, his life, his character, and his abilities are filling up the countless millions of believers upon this earth. Thirdly, he has a ministry that is largely unnoticed, and that is serving as the ascending high priest. You'll find that in Hebrews 2 and 17. And I'll turn over that and read it in case you don't have your Bible. Hebrews 2 and 17 say, therefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. My. You know, as we read further, he fulfilled the anger law of the Old Testament high priest with a present ministry in heaven. And as I was reading that, and I was going through different scriptures and just notating here in my Bible about the high priest, you know, if you go to chapter 4 and verse 7 of Hebrews, and I'm going to read that in both verse 4 and 7. And the word of God says, not me, the word of God says, again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. That's what the word says. The day you hear his voice, harden not your heart. You know, that comparison is made between the Old Testament high priest and the ascended Jesus Christ. Christ is vast superior to Aaron, the great priest of the Old Testament. And as I read that, the most obvious difference is the sphere of service. Aaron acted on earth, and Jesus served in heaven in the presence of God the Father. And I've already read to you Hebrews 4, 15 and 16, but I'll just say it again. Having then a great high priest, Jesus, the Son of God, who passed through the heavens, we should grasp our confession firmly. For we do not have a high priest who is incapable of sympathizing with our weakness. That letting us know we have a high priest. He has been tempted in a like manner in every way apart from sin. You know, you've read the story throughout the Bible. Satan tempted Jesus Christ, which is our high priest. But, you know, we think about, let us then confidentially approach the throne of God and grace that we might receive mercy and find grace for help in exactly the right time. You know, in drawing the contrast between the two, the writer to Hebrew pointed out that the earthly priesthood was continuously changing because the high priest would die. But Jesus Christ would be an eternal high priest because he was deathless. Did you get that? I'm going to say that again. In Hebrews 7, turn to 7 in Hebrew, and we're going to go to verse 25. And the word of God said, therefore, he is able also to save them to the utmost that come into God by him, seeing he ever like to make intercession for them. That let us know. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separated from sin, and made higher than the heavens. Verse 27 say, who needed not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice first for his own sin, and then for the people. For this he did once when he offered up himself. The word of the Lord say, for the law maketh men high priests, which have infirmity, but the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is kind of consecrated forever. We're talking about the high priest today. Although I can't get you on the computer right now, but I refuse to let the enemy get any glory today, because we're talking about the high priest. And, you know, as high priest, he actually combined two institutions, a sacred system. He is the priest who offered the sacrifice. He is the sacrifice. He did not enter heaven with the blood of animals, but his own blood. He was due to the reality that he offered a sacrifice to God. And if you turn your Bibles to Hebrews 10 and 12, and the Word of God says, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin, forever sit down on the right hand of God. And verse 13 said, for henceforth expecting till his enemy be made his footstool. We're talking about the high priest today, which is Jesus Christ. And we have different verses and chapters on that. But since God combined role of priest and sacrifice, his sacrifice would be eternally effective. The infant value of his person to God made his sacrifice priceless. And for once, for all, and his personal presence in heaven made his priestly intercession effectively. My. And when I read about the high priest in Hebrews and how he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high because he had made a cleansing from sin, we're going to turn to Hebrews 1 and 3. And the Word of God said, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself plunged out sin, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. We're still talking about the high priest. My. You know, the enemy do not want me to talk about the high priest today. He have tried to stop the phone from working, the computer from working. But we're still going to talk about the high priest today. You know, this was in great contrast to the Old Testament. For there was no seat in the tabernacle or the temple of the Old Testament because the priest had to be continually busy. You know, at that time, animals had to be sacrificed and offerings after offering had to be made. But because of the infinite value of the Son of God to the Father, only one sacrifice for all time had to be given, which was Jesus Christ. You know, when you look at the two reality, the representative nature of the high priest office could be externally filled by Christ, and the once-for-all-time sacrifice of Christ could take away the entire sacrificial system. You know, between the two, the believers have the privilege of confidentially securing concern. The issue of sin, that the believer could be confident about sympathetic help through the person of the high priest. You know, I thought about that as I was reading that in the Word of God. Christ, the high priest, the things we go through right now, the things that the enemy try to come against us with, the sin offering that they used at that time, the sacrifice for sin. We have to just go within ourselves today and just say and think, you know, what God, what Jesus is doing for us today as our high priest. We don't have to go nowhere. We can go to God. We don't have to run here, run there. We can go to our God, who is our high priest. When we read the scriptures, we see that Jesus Christ ascended and sat down at the right hand of God. You know, we read after presenting himself as being resurrected for 40 days, during which time he continued to teach his apostle concerning the kingdom of God. You know, we can
continue on reading his word and ask him for revelation of his word. You know, when we read Hebrews 4 and 14, it was saying, seeing them that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Christ is the way. You know, he passed through. And since therefore we have a great high priest who have passed through the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Amen, amen. As I refuse to give up and give in, the computer is trying to come on, the phone went to ringing, but we still going to talk about the high priest. For it was in Hebrews 7:26, I'll turn over to that for my little notes and see. It says, for such as an high priest became because of us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separated from sinners, and made higher than the heaven. I think I'm going to read that again. Ha! The word of God say, for such an high priest became, and because of us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separated from sinners, and made higher than the heaven. Verse 27 says, who needed not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered up himself. And verse 28 says, for the Lord maketh men high priests, which have infirmities. But the word of the oath, which was not since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. My, my, my. As you read through Hebrew, you're going to find it's talking about high priest just about in every chapter. You're going to see what God is saying, what the word of God is saying. You know, it was fitting for us to have a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, exalted above the heavens. Jesus Christ was appointed by God as high priest for his people. My, 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 my. And you know, when you see that, when you read that, and you ponder on it, you ask God for revelation on it. And I mean, it's so much in Hebrews talking about the high priest. And you can't help but knowing who the high priest is. After you read the word of God, you think about in the Old Testament about the priests and what they did. You think about the sacrifice that they did, the things that they went, you know. I mean, you can't help but say, get into that word more and more for yourself, because the word stands, it's the truth, the gospel. You don't have to go on nothing else but the word of God. God will reveal it to you more and more and more as you read. And as I was reading more, I didn't just stop there. I went a little bit further. And I was reading about, he was saying, you are my son today. I have begotten you. Just as he's said also in another passage, he was talking about Melchizedek. You are a priest. And he was saying in verse 7, in the days of his flesh, he offered up both prayers and supplication with loud crying and tears to the one able to save him. And when you read that, and you read a little further, he said, one able to save him from death. The high priest is the only one can do that. He was heard because of his pity. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. Today, whatever you have went through, when you were suffering through some trials and tribulations, you can go to God. And then, having been made perfect, he became to all those who obeyed him the source of everlasting salvation. And I jumped over to Hebrews 3 and 12. And it read, let me turn to it in my Bible. The word of God say it's in your Bible if you haven't tore your pages out. It say, take heed, brother, lest there be any of you an evil heart or unbelief in departing from the living God. My. You know, therefore, holy brethren, partake of heavenly calling. Consider Jesus the apostle and high priest of our confession. He, Jesus, was faithful to him. He was faithful. He was faithful. You know, I was thinking that scene that we have a great high priest that have passed into heaven. Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast as our professional. You know, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity. Ah, but was in all point tempted like we are. You know, we are being tempted every day. But, you know, we have a high priest that we can go to, a high priest that will stand in the midst of whatever going on. And I thank God because, see, I continue on standing. Even when the enemy was trying to block this telecast, the computer have come up, the switchboard have come on, I have a caller that's on the air, and caller, if you decide you want to touch base on this program, all you have to do is hit 1 on your keypad, and I can bring you in, but I thank you for coming on and staying on the air. Even when the enemy tried to fight against it, I continue on talking. I continue on giving God the praise because God is truly worthy to be praised. And as I went further into this on the high priest, the high priest ministry is for God's people. Therefore, he has made to him like his brother in all things, so that he might become a merciful and a faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For since he himself was tested in that which he has suffered, he is able to come to the aid of those who are tested. That means God is right there. He's coming to our aid. When we are being tested, God is right there. And if we go through our test, not complaining, not grumbling, but doing what thus say the Lord, and letting the enemy know we can have a high priest. We can call on Jesus morning, noon, and night. And, you know, as I was thinking that as Jesus was appointed high priest by God, he sat down at the right hand of God in the heavenly sanctuary, in the holiest of holies, indicating that his once for all sin offering is sufficient to make, you know, the perpetuation for his people for all time. We don't have to do animal sacrifice as they did in the Old Testament. We have an advocate that we can go to. And as I read in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verse 1 through 3, I'm going to go over to Hebrews 1 through 3. That way you can follow along with me in your Bible. The word of the Lord says, for the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offer years by years continue making the comers there unto perfect. But then would they not have ceased to be offered because that the worshiper once plunged should have no more conscience of sin? But in those sacrifices there is remember against made of sin every year. My, we still talking about the high priest. And you know, Christian faith is anchored in Jesus Christ. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So, you know, as we was reading in Hebrews, it was telling us in Hebrews 7, he is a priest after the order of Melchizedek, was a priest who performed his duties perfectly unto the Lord. He was the king of righteousness, the king of peace. He had no genealogy. As such, he prefigured Christ. He did not rebel against God as Aaron did, but was obedient to God's law and will. Jesus is a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. For he too was obedient to God's law and will. You know, despite Melchizedek's obedience, he was not without sin. Just like today, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Only in Jesus Christ is there perfection of the priesthood and permanent redemption for our sin. Jesus Christ is the sinless Lamb of God, whom alone take away the sins of the world. Therefore, he is able to save them to the utmost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for us. We can go to God. He will make intercession for us. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and he's the last. I thank God today for Jesus Christ. I thank him for being the high priest, for standing, ministering, and offering time after time in my behalf, for me, for you. You know, he is such a good God, such a great God. And as you go to Hebrews 9, I'm going to turn to 9, and I'm going to read verse 11 and 12 in chapter 9. And the word of God say, he's our eternal sacrifice of Christ. But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands. That is to say, not of this building. Verse 12 says, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Here he letting us know, he already sacrificed his life for us. We don't have to offer up animals, goats, and calves and all the things that they were saying in the Bible. But he offered up himself for us. He was our sacrifice. He is the high priest. And you know, as you read that, he had been made like his brethren in all things, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God. You know, as I turned over to 1 John 1 through 5, and if you have time in your prayer time, read it in 2 through 2. This is a message we have heard from him announced to you, that God is light, and him there is no darkness. And if we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us from all sin. We are talking about the high priest today. We talked about the sacrifice that they did in the Old Testament. We talked about today how God sacrificed his life for us. Christ, Jesus Christ is our high priest. And today, I hope by going through the scriptures that you was able to get something from the scriptures today, that you was able to read for yourself what the word of God was saying. And I want to thank my caller from area code 918 for coming on today. I hope that you heard something from the word of God, not from me, but giving you scripture by scripture, going to it. That way, we can thank God, Jesus Christ, for him being our high priest. No, he's the greatest high priest that we could ever have. And we give him glory today. We give him praise. Because in the midst of everything that tried to transpire today, I had to keep reminding myself, he is the great high priest. No matter what come, who come, what stop, I have to go on in Christ Jesus because he commissioned me to do a work, and I can't just stop. Jesus Christ is our high priest, and he's in control of everything today. He's letting us know that we can do what he have commissioned us to do. And everything that we need today is in the word of God. It's in there. It's in your Bible if you haven't told your pages out. So it behooves each and every one of us today to see that we have a great high priest, that he have passed into the heavens where we are trying to go, where we are striving and working every day to live and do what God have called us to do. And we're going to go on today, and we're going to play today, Encourage Yourself, because I hope someone have been encouraged by the word of God today. It may not have come forth the way you wanted it to come forth, but it come forth the way the high priest gave it to me today. He may give you the same message that you can give a different way. It may be somebody that's listening in today and the sound of my voice that needed to hear a word from the Lord, not from Sadie, not from just Joy and Peace, but needed to hear about the great high priest that he reigned, that he is there for you. He have never left your side. And I hope that you will be able to take the word of God today and be able to run on a little while longer to see what the end's going to be, because he is Christ. And we live day by day by the word of God. We can't do anything without the word of God. So today, while I play Encourage Yourself, it may be someone may have came on that needed to be encouraged today. They didn't know what exactly they was going to hear or what God was going to drop a nugget into their spirit on the high priest for today. But I hope you can take these different chapters and verses that I give you in Hebrews, go all the way through Hebrews, and it's talking about the high priest. You can read it yourself, and you will be helped today. You will be strengthened through the Spirit of God that will just be right there. He will give you knowledge. He will give you revelation on his word. And I thank God for each and every person that will come and listen to this in the archive, those that's listening in right now. God is just so good. And I want you all to have a blessed and a prosperous day in the Lord. And I'm going to play Encourage Yourself, because we all need encouragement from time to time. And today, I pray blessings upon each and every one of you lives today, no matter what you're going through. Remember, God is the high priest in your life.
You can't make him without him. You can't do nothing without him. And we want to just keep encouraging you. Keep coming back to joy and peace. One day, maybe something we will say that really will help you. If this show didn't help, go to the archives. It may be something in the archives that will help you, that will bring you up to where you need to be. And I'm trying to click on since it come on, and it want to do everything but play the song today. But we are not going to give up. We're going to continue on doing the work of the kingdom because we know God is able. We know it to be true, it to be a fact. And before we close the program today, since the music don't want to come on, we'll close with a prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we want to thank you today. We want to thank you for everything that our ears have heard, dear Heavenly Father, that our eyes have seen in the Word of God. We want to thank you for every scripture that was brought forth today, dear Heavenly Father. We want to thank you for every caller that tuned in today, dear Heavenly Father, whether they wanted to come on or not, but they just wanted to listen to Heavenly Father. We thank you for being the high priest in their life, being over their life, to Heavenly Father. We thank you, to Heavenly Father, that we don't have to sacrifice animals and everything, to Heavenly Father, on our behalf. We thank you, to Heavenly Father, that you bled and died for us, that we may have the right to the tree of life today, to Heavenly Father. We give you praise today in advance, to Heavenly Father, because we know you alone are worthy to be praised, to Heavenly Father. And we thank you for those that may go to the archives, to Heavenly Father, that may pick up a program that they need, to Heavenly Father, that will minister to that spirit today, to Heavenly Father. We want to say thank you in advance, to Heavenly Father. We ask you to bless people everywhere, to Heavenly Father. Those that are going through hardships right now, those that have lost their jobs, to Heavenly Father, those that don't have a place to stay today, to Heavenly Father, those that are looking for a better job, to Heavenly Father, those that want to move on, to Heavenly Father, in the working of the kingdom, to Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless them today, to Heavenly Father. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. Direct their steps, to Heavenly Father. Don't let them listen to the waves and to the winds, but to the Holy Spirit, to Heavenly Father. To Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you for this program today. In spite of what the enemy tried to do, we thank you, to Heavenly Father, still for bringing forth, because we're not giving the enemy no credit, to Heavenly Father. We walking all over him today. We standing on him. We jumping on him, to Heavenly Father, because we know the great high priest will prevail and has prevailed this day, at this hour, at this time. We want to give you praise, to Heavenly Father. And Carla, we want to say thank you for coming back on the air. We love you. We adore you. We magnify you. If I had the tentacles of an octopus of each and every person that have ever touched this line or will touch this line, I just want you to know that I love you. No matter where you are, what part of the country you're in, if you're overseas, I still love you. Whether I know your name by name, Jesus know you, and I love you, and I know God sure do love you. And we just want to say thank you for coming on today. Thank you for being on the show today. Thank you for tuning in today. In Jesus' divine will, amen and thank God. And you all have a wonderful day. The screen has went completely off, but I give God still the glory. I still give him the praise. And I'm still smiling, as Kurt says, smile. Even when it don't look like it, you smile. Keep a smile on your day today, on your face today. Bye-bye. See you next week.